Sports Day for Kia.
The all-new Kia Sorento has landed.
Let's get into our cricket update. You spend $10 at Macca's for your chance to win $10,000 in Macca's Summer Cash Giveaway. It's great to have the coach of the Australian cricket team, Justin Langer, joining us on the show. Welcome, JL. How are you, buddy?
Hey, Carl. Hey, Hayes.
Now, two very impressive performances by your batsmen, more particularly, although you've probably got more to say about the decks that they've been playing on because there's been a fair few runs scored. But I'll tell you what, Steve Smith, another 100 in 62 balls. He's gone back to back. He's playing pretty well.
Well, he's made three in a row against India now, and the innings before that he scored 98. So it's an extraordinary performance, and he's an extraordinary player. So the other thing a lot of people don't realise is yesterday morning he woke up with a terrible experience of vertigo. So until about 1 o'clock, I was absolutely convinced he wasn't going to play. So great courage to get through it and to bat like he did. It's literally watching greatness at the moment.
Has he suffered from vertigo before, mate, or is this something new?
He had something similar in England with the concussion. So he got the double whammy. He got the concussion in England, and then he got this vertigo. We've just been leading up to that as well. So it's a horrible, having lived through it myself, it's a horrible thing to go through. But he, like I say, it was literally, not only his batting, but if you saw him in the morning, he was white as a ghost. So it was incredible to see what he did yesterday.
So how do you get over it, mate, and how is he now?
You get over it. Well, I used to suffer it when I was coaching for the Scorchers in WA, and I had no idea what happened. And then I met a great physio, Kate, actually, who works in Perth, and she is just absolutely brilliant. So there's a manoeuvre that you do. It's got something to do with the crystals in your ear. You do these different manoeuvres, and it's horrible because the whole world spins. You know, it spins out of control, and you get the crystals back in, and then you come good. You feel seasick for about 2 weeks after, so he'll probably be dehydrated and physically and mentally tired, but also seasick. So it'll be interesting to see how he goes on Wednesday. Sorry.
JL, he struggled a bit, as did a number of your players over in the IPL. We hear about him working on his hands. Can you give us a bit more insight into what he was trying to achieve with his technique?
Oh, I laugh every time I talk to him about his cricket. I just sat with him at dinner and he was just telling me about how he's changed his grip again. He went back to his 2014 grip or something like that. What I've watched, every time I watch him bat, he's like watching a genius. So he's, you know, like great players in any sport, they've got their little cues they work on, and he just feels it from how he's holding his bat now, he can hit the ball straight down the ground, which all the great players can do, and just wide of mid-off through the offside as well. So he's always tinkering. I've spoken many times on this show about his work ethic and how much he practices, but he's always tinkering for perfection. And I think back-to-back hundreds in 63 or 64 balls, that suggests to me he's getting closer to perfection than we see very often in this game.
62. Now, does he do that off his own bat, so to speak, or do you as a coach and the other batting coaches have any say in his technique changes?
Not with him. No, he's one that you just leave alone. You give him lots of time and you service him with lots of balls. But he's, again, I've said so many times on this show and publicly that the great players in the world are the best problem solvers. So, and every time you face a ball, you've got a problem, you've got to solve a problem. Do you hit it off the front of the back foot, hit it through the offside, the onside, etc.? And as part of being a great problem solver, you work it out, don't you? I mean, when you're out in the middle, you haven't got a coach, you haven't got a psychologist, you haven't got a fitness trainer. You're out there, you versus the bowler. So the great players do that. We just make sure he's, you know, feeling good in the environment, being, you know, prepared as well as possible, and then he goes about his business. But, you know, it's literally extraordinary to watch at the moment.
One of your other greats didn't get through unscathed. David Warner, what can you tell us today about his groins? Because it didn't look too good.
No, it looked like he got shot by a gun, didn't it? And he was in incredible pain in the change room after. He's strained his adductor in his groin, so they tell me it's a really painful injury. I'm not sure. We're going to wait. We've just arrived in Canberra, so we won't see him again for probably 5 or 6 days until we get back to Sydney. The doctor and the physio, David Beakley, will look at it then. I'm not holding my breath that he'll be right for the first test match. That said, he's a sort of elite professional who will be doing literally everything possible to be ready for it. So we'll see what happens, but he's going to be a loss, that's for sure.
If he doesn't get up, is it an easy decision for you with Will Pekowski in such good form?
It takes a bit of pressure off, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Yeah,
oh my
good
gosh.
Answer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it takes a bit of pressure off. No wonder I'm a bit more relaxed. I've won a few games. I have to worry who we're going to pick for the test side. I've said, so many times, the hardest part of the job is selecting the teams. But we've got an Australia A game starting in a few days. It'd be a good opportunity for those guys in the Australian A side against the Indian A side to put the hand up, and then a few days after is another Australia A versus India, actually the Indian test side at the SCG under lights with a pink ball. So we'll work out who's going to play in that game, and certainly there's huge opportunities now for people to put their hand up.
Just with that adductor muscle, right, that's between the tendon and the bone, and you, from a recovery perspective, can take somewhere between 10 and 14 weeks. Now, if it's at the minor end, I reckon he's probably looking at 4 to 6 at the minimum. So, look, I just hope, you know, football, a lot of football players suffer this injury, and it means that you're on the sidelines for a fair amount of time. So I just hope it's not the more severe end. But the way he went down and the way we saw him get into a car and go off, I just hope he's back sooner rather than later.
Very ginger. He was in pain. And the other thing about the way he plays, I mean, his running between the wickets, I'm not sure I've seen a more dynamic batsman in my life. Particularly the way he runs between the wickets, he's incredibly fit. He's fast and powerful, so that'll certainly come into it, I'm sure.
The late and great Dean Jones is one that very quickly springs to mind, mate, for you know dashing up and down that pitch. Now, the good part is you've got plenty of batsmen making runs. Labuschagne, Maxwell. Now, Maxwell, he's running out of balls, JL. Why don't we push him up the order a bit? 63 off 29 in the first innings. He went out there, 19 balls, he smashed 45. He's got the fastest century in one-day international cricket at 51 balls. Can't we put him up the order a bit?
He's played a few games, so that's 3 innings. Tell me the rest of them.
Oh, come on. He's not called the big show for nothing. Although
no,
he doesn't like
brilliant.
That, does
I mean,
he?
But what about the right? I mean, he is... I sit there now as I finished playing 10 years ago, and some of the stuff he does has just got me scratching my head. I mean, reverse sweeping medium paces for 6 and reverse sweeping spinners. We talk about playing their role, and I think we've found a really important niche for him. He goes in, he's one of the best T20 players in the world. He goes in at the 15 to 10 overs to go. And I look at him now a bit like Adam Gilchrist in the test side. Adam Gilchrist batting number 7 broke a lot of opposition's heart, not just psychologically because they knew they still had Gilly to come, but also the way he went about his business. If you got Glenn Maxwell coming in at 7, and he's been experimented for, 8 or 9 years all round the batting order. If you got him coming in at number 7, not only can he do what we've seen the last 2 days, but the opposition think, my gosh, we've still got him to come. What's going to happen? So it's working really well at the moment.
I suppose where I've been critical of him in red ball cricket, JL, and where he probably hasn't succeeded, is that he plays a lot of those obscure shots and gets himself out, unfortunately, where if he just can be more patient at test level and play proper cricket strokes, I reckon it might help him out. But anyway, that's something for you to work out. One more from me. Stark. Now, I know that Cummins is out, he's going to have a rest, but Starkey's not been bowling that well. None for 82, 1 for 65 in the first game off 9 overs. He got Mohammed Sami, was the only wicket, the number 9, where he got one on the stumps. He's been a little bit all over the place.
Yeah, he didn't have much luck yesterday. He bowled three perfect Yorkers to Shikhar Dhawan in the first couple of overs, and he edged them through, missed his stumps by an inch. I am not losing 1 millisecond sleep about Mitchell Stark. He's a superstar. He's probably the best white ball bowler in the world, in my opinion. He's a gun. So you look at Boomer as well, who's equally as good a white ball bowler. He's had 2 pretty tough games. The wicket was pretty flat. The outfield was quick. And in Stark's case, India were chasing, 380 and 375 or something, which is a brilliant effort from our batters. they're going to be going really hard, and you've got to be on, you know, nothing much can go wrong. But Mitchell Starr, he's a superstar. Don't worry about him. Don't lose any sleep over him. I'm not.
That's what I said too, JL. We're on the same page with that one. But people are losing sleep because they're staying to watch the cricket up until after 11 o'clock, JL. Slow over rate, not only in one-day internationals, but we're struggling to get through 90 overs in test matches as well. What's going on? What needs to happen?
No, I agree with you, actually. After the first game, I was saying to everyone, it's a bit late. What's going on? I think India are about half an hour over in the first innings, and then you take the mandatory half an hour break, and it just kept adding up. So it's certainly something we're aware of, and we should be aware of it. I mean, if I had kids at the cricket on Friday or Sunday night, there's no way they'd be still there at 11 o'clock at night watching the end of the cricket. As much as they love, they've got school or they've got their own cricket the next day. So, yeah, it's something we're aware of, and I agree with everything that everyone's saying, that we need to quicken it up. And let's hope that, you know, people start taking that on board. It's important for the game.
I know the schedule's out of your control for certain things, but what would be ideal in your world? Is it have the Sheffield Shield like we saw, then go to the one-day internationals and the T20s against the international sides, then the tests and then Big Bashed? Is that what you'd prefer each summer?
Oh, I think this is a really unusual summer, isn't it? Because of COVID, everything was so up in the air, Hayes. It was a bit like with the foot. I mean, whoever would have thought, how many weeks of the AFL were postponed? It was, what, 8 or 9 weeks or 7 or 8 weeks or something. So I think there's so much. It was so hard to plan for what might be. So I would suggest this is a really, really unusual summer. And we're doing our best. Cricket Australia is doing an incredible job. They've had the Sheffield Shield cricket 4 rounds. They've had the full Women's Big Bash. We've got through the first two ODIs. It's a sigh of relief from everyone because this series is so important for the economy of the and health of the game in Australia. We're going to play some great test matches. My gosh, I mean, India versus Australia. So, look, as long as we've got cricket on the screens and playing cricket and putting on a great show like you've seen the last two games, that's what's important. But this is a very unusual season, like it has been with all sports.
And the numbers have been very, very good. Now, this one's not from me. It's from all the West Aussies. When are we going to see Cameron Green?
Yeah, he's a good player, isn't he? He's a very good player, and he's we might see him sooner rather than later.
Okay, so while we're on West Aussie boys then, Marcus Stoinis side strain and Mitch Marsh today ruled out of Australia A matches. Obviously, he's going to have a big focus on the Big Bash, but how's Stoinis going from his side strain?
Yeah, he hopefully will be right to bat in the T20s. Obviously, with Mitch out, he's got that. You talked about the Dave Warner's injury. He's got that ankle injury that a lot of the footy players get. Syndesmosis, is that what they call
it?
Or
yeah, that's it.
There you go. Learning in my old age. But he's got that. And he's tried to rush to get back. He was desperate to play these Australia A games to put his name up for test selection. But he'll be right for the Big Bash, which is really positive. And Marcus Stoinis, hopefully, I thought he bowled beautifully in game one and hurt his side. Hopefully be right just as a batsman in the T20s, which start on Friday.
Thanks very much for your time. Good luck for Wednesday.
Pleasure, guys. Thanks. Speak to you soon.
Good on you. Justin Langer, his time clock. When I spoke to him earlier today, Hayes, and arranged the interview, he said that his time clock is up very late at the moment. So because they've been working so late into the night, and it'll happen again this week. I was going to suggest that maybe if they got out for 200, the games would be shorter.
And you're not fetching sixes all the time.
There's no
full crowds either, so there's not enough people to throw them back.
Game's a lot shorter when
it's all Smith and Maxwell's fault.
Well, when you consider the two opening partnerships that they've had and contributed in this particular series so far, 389. The chase by India hasn't been that bad. I mean, they made over 300 in the first match. They made another 9 for 338 in the second. You know, you'd be thinking in the past that would win a lot of 50 over games if you were playing against a less quality opposition that smashed, you know, almost 390. 922-118-882 is our number. We'll get into your calls after this with slaps and sledges. Come on, sledge someone, slap someone. Can be us if you like. You can spend $10 or more at Macca's today for your chance to win $10,000 in Macca's Summer Cash Giveaway. 10 winners a day. Your calls after this.